Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Bechoros Nun Aleph. Bechoros 51a. Pagination is 101. About a fifth of the way down, Masnisen in the middle of the line, the new Mishnah. Ein Podin. A person cannot do the redemption of his firstborn son. Lo, and one of the things listed that will not work, is Bishtaros with documents. Concept of a document is that a person has a document, an IOU, from someone else, and he simply passes it on to the Kohen as the third party who will be able to collect this payment, but that is not considered a nesina, a giving, that will qualify for the redemption. The Mishnah continues on the next line and discusses what happens if he himself, the father of the child, creates an original document of his own and gives it to the Kohen, owing him the five Sela'im. Kosav l'Kohen shu chayev litin chamisha Sela'im. If he does write such a document, again, the first case that we discussed is from a third party, and this is him. He himself is writing the document. Writes a check, IOU, paid to the order of. Chayev litein lo, the Mishnah paskins. He's going to be obligated to pay up, to discharge his obligation that he wrote in the document. Uvano eno padui, but his child is not redeemed. And we need to know, why is he paying the obligation if it doesn't work? And besides, why doesn't it work? Eventually, he pays the obligation if you don't like the document, but the cash that he eventually gives should qualify. In any case, we'll get to that on Amud Beis. The Mishnah continues and says, Lefikach, therefore, im ratzah kain litin labimatana rashai. If the Kohen wants to refund some of the money, that's a bad wording, I'm sorry. If he wants to give him a gift, he's allowed to give him a gift. Refund the money is actually entering on dangerous turf, which we'll see on Amud Beis in a moment. Refund means you never did a transaction. We need that he should accept the money, referring to the Kohen, and then the Kohen can choose on ethical grounds. Fear is fear, it's only right. And he can choose to return the money if he chooses to do so. Let's turn the page and we'll get a little bit more clarity on these different nuances. On the top of Amud Beis, Kosav l'Kohen shu chayev lo chamisha slaim chayev liten lo. A person writes a document to the Kohen that says, I owe you five Sela'im. He thought that maybe that would be the redemption itself because it's good as done. The check is there. And we're told it doesn't work because it's a document. He does have to still redeem his son. But for some reason, he also has to still fulfill his obligation that he articulated in the document. Let's try to work on this. Amar Ula on the third line, Ula said, Devar Torah b'no padui. According to Torah law, his child is redeemed l'chishe yitain, when he pays up. The IOU doesn't do anything for us, but when you pay, you pay. My time ain b'no padui. So why didn't the redemption work even once he paid up, which is the stunning ruling of our Mishnah? Says Ula Gezeira Shema Yom Rapodin Bishtar, lest people say that the Shtar was the redemption, and you're only discharging your obligation from the document now. But really the redemption occurred at the time of the document. We want that to be abundantly clear that that does not work. So even after you've given the shtar, and even after you've discharged the obligation that's in the shtar, you still have to redeem the child independently. Tani Tana Kamedir of Nachman bin Apodu Licha Sheyitain. There was a Tana who learned that once he gives the money, it is a redemption. Amalei Rav Nachman Zudivir Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Stimsa. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. V'amilo Zudivir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Stimsa. And some say Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Aval Chachamim Omrim. But again, the way we paskin, Ein Beno Podui. Even after he pays up, it's not a redemption. He does have to pay up, but it's not a redemption. It's not a redemption. He still has to pay a second time. And on that, the Mishnah stated, if the Kohen wants to give him a gift, he's getting paid twice for the Pidyon HaBen. It's just not fair. So he could give a gift. Can't give back. We're correcting ourselves. But he could give a gift. Okay. So the question is going to remain an art scroll on Amud Aleph, note 22, mentions this. So if he has to give a different redemption, so then why is he paying up the first redemption? Let him simply withdraw from that document that he wrote and claim it was given an error. It's a mekach taos, it's a mistake. So to work this through, and there are mefarshim on this, but just to do a little breakthrough here, perhaps the Chachamim, when they made their takana, wanted to make their takana. They were very nervous that people would think this is a redemption with a document. So they made their takana so strongly, you're going to pay up the document, and you're still going to have to pay. Because if we didn't obligate you to pay up the document, someone will think, and the people themselves might even think, okay, we're disregarding the document, but I'm paying up. How do we have clarity that people got the message that the document is not the redemption? Maybe someone will think, no, the document, and I'm paying up the document. But when you come on strong and you say, okay, pay up the document, and it's still not good. Oh, now I get it. I have to pay independently of the document. Another approach to consider is that the Chachamim did not want to ruin it for the first Kohen. A person gives a document. That document is not the redemption. But the Chachamim were worried that it looks like the redemption. And that when he finally pays up, which he certainly intends to and will, people will think that it's the document that did the redemption, and the money is just paying up a debt. The Chachamim wanted to make sure that the real redemption is by the money, and everybody knows that. So they made a gezeira that the shtar does nothing. Well, if you're a father, and you gave a shtar, you had every intent of coming through for this Kohen and paying up. But now that Chazal say that it's not a redemption, Chazal are ruining it for the Kohen, because the Kohen can now, the father can now say to the Kohen, I'm backing out, I found a different Kohen, and if you think that's not such a nice thing to do, it's not me who backed out, it's Chazal who backed out. Chazal did not want the Kohen to lose from this gezeira, and therefore they said, nice job, you gave a shtar, you have to give the redemption money to him, but we're worried that there'll be confusion about that money, whether it's the redemption or just a debt, and therefore we obligate you to pay again, to make sure that this Kohen doesn't lose, which makes so much sense that Kohen, after he's been protected by Chazal's very strong legislation, is going to be inclined to give a gift to the father of the extra money that he was given, and it's built into the Mishnah that it's kind of a recommendation to him that he should pay such money as a gift, He can't undo. Chazal wanted this payment and that payment, but fair is fair. Give him a gift. Let's continue in the Gemara. Lefikach, therefore, imratza ha-kohen litin lo b'matana rashai. If the kohen wants to give him a gift, he may. Tinyana lahadetan rabbanon. We learned a similar concept. Number one, nasno la asara kohanim bevasachas. If you place the redemption money in front of 10 kohanim all at once and say, you guys work it out, yatsa, he fulfilled his obligation. Bozeh achar zeh, if he paid up the debt one coin at a time to different kohanim, yatsa, he fulfilled his obligation. Ultimately, he gave the entire redemption money to kohanim. There's discussion whether this is right or not. You're supposed to give a full amount so that it can be enjoyed. But this is a statement. Not lo vehechziro lo yotza. If you give the money to the kohen and he gives it back to you, you're yotze. And that's what we came here for, to discuss that the gift can be given. Over here, the word is hechziro, it was returned. But the logic is that a voluntary gift was given, reciprocity, whatever you want, but it has to be that it actually made it to the Kohen and he chose to give the same amount back. That was the approach of Rabbi Tarfon. He would take and he would give back. And when the Chachamim heard of this practice, Amru, they said, Kiyim ze halacha zu. He was observing this very halacha. Skipping a line, Rabbi Chanina have a rug of a shakal mahader. Rabbi Chanina, who was also a kohen, would commonly take and give back. Chazi Elahu Gavra, on one occasion, he did not give back, and he saw the person, Davaka Ozava Osikameh, he was hanging around. He wasn't leaving. It was clear that he was waiting for Rabbi Chanina to be reminded to give him the gift back. Amalei lo gamret v'yavis midam bish. What you did was not a full gift, and what you did is bad behavior. You weren't truly redeeming your child. Hilkach ein bino padui. Your child is not redeemed. And the simple explanation is, if I would give it back to you now, your child would not be redeemed. Or those who even learn, even regardless of my giving it back to you, you're simply not redeemed because you had no intent to truly give the money. Tosfos Hilkach wonders, Tema, I'm in wonderment, Maishna Mematana Menas Lahachzir. There's a case where you can give the money on condition that it be returned. And the basic answer, as the Gra brings it in Shinhei Yudalid of Yoridea, is that Matan al-Manas lahachzir is structured as a condition, no different than any other condition, on condition that you eat sweet potatoes tomorrow morning, it'll be yours. When a person gives it with expectation that it's going to be returned, he's not actually giving it. Tosfos mentions that this behavior of giving it back is not so recommended because it infringes on other kohanim. But if a person only gives it back to poor people, to needy people, at his discretion, according to his impression, that indeed is acceptable, and that's what's brought as the concept in Halacha Semen Shin Hei. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.